Hey Potters, Valerie here. Welcome to episode 95. As you can see, there is no Amber because usually she's the one introducing us. She's a little bit busy today, but that's okay. I have three wonderful ladies who are back on the show to help me out this time. It is our correspondents, Bailey, Catherine, and Katie. Say hi, ladies.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
How's it going?
Thank you once again for being on the show with me. So, yay, fun times ahead. We got lots of convention reviews and coverage. This is going to be awesome. I'm so looking forward to it. So, before we dive in, though, we got to do a little bit of housekeeping. First up is episode 100 is coming up very, very quickly, like much faster than I anticipated. So be sure to send in those submissions of your favorite CosPod episodes, any conventions we've covered, any reviews, whatever. We're getting a nice stockpile of stuff growing on this. And we even had like some special like thank yous and congratulations from Tokyo and Tulsa. Super, uber cool. So keep sending those in. We would love to see them. Another thank you I'm going to send out to Cosplay Tutorial for the recent share. Glad to see that your website's growing because you're getting like 20,000 plus hits and it's like awesome. It's such a great website. If you haven't checked it out yet, do so. It's cosplaytutorial.com. Really easy. And the last thing is to make sure that you check Facebook for our SGC photo coverage. We don't have it quite up on our website yet, but we should have it up later this week. Cool? Done? All right, good. So now we're going to go back to our cosplay guest. I'm making this as painless as possible and as fun and friendly because I'm like, eh. I'm tired. WCS has just made me tired. And I wasn't involved in it. I was just like, I just stayed up. That's all I did.
Just thinking about all the work that went into that is tiring. To just think about how many hours those people spent doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, you're like, now I want to nap.
Exactly. And for us, Team USA are good friends of ours. They're from the DFW area. And they were telling us about all the costumes they were working on just for Japan. They brought like 15 plus.
Oh, my God.
I'm just like, I'm exhausted thinking about it.
So how? Many pieces.
Did they bring like 16 suitcases? Because I have never managed to pack that much for a convention ever.
Right. Apparently they are limited on the number of suitcases that they are allowed to bring. There's even a weight limit on their props and like their stage equipment.
Oh my God, that's my worst nightmare.
Right. So I'm just like, okay.
I guess they're trying to make it easier by saying, oh, you can only have so much, but it just makes it harder.
It really does, because now you have to condense everything, and they also have three events that they're required to attend in costume, so it's just like, ah. But anyway, we'll get into that a little bit later. So let's start off with everybody's cosplay work in progress. So let me go with Bailey, because she's the first one that I see on my screen.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. You're fine.
Loud and clear.
So I guess I've just been working on getting Lady Sif done. I'm working on her version from the comic books because there's no way I'd ever want to attempt the movie. I tried that when I first started doing armor work, and I was like, no. So I'm kind of working on her little, what are they called? Whatchamajigs, her little glovey things, her wraps, her armor.
Yeah.
That's what they're called.
Gauntlets?
Counts?
Maybe. Arm wraps. They're like
kind of
arms.
They're stuff.
They're things.
Fingerless opera gloves.
Yeah, kind of. So, yeah, and then I'm going to go on to her actual Vambrace bracer.
Mm-hmm.
I have her bodysuit, her belt, and her cape done. So it's just that, the boots, wig, helm, and the sword.
Awesome. Anything else that you plan to get done by the end of the year?
I'm going to start Sheena, hopefully, from Yona of the Dawn.
Sweet.
Yeah, maybe.
It's like it's hard to think about that far in advance because it's like, it's got time. There's months.
Yeah, months and school where I have to make crafty stuff, too, so...
School kind of comes first. Yeah. Do you have any other conventions planned for the rest of the year, or is it going to be focusing on school?
Focusing on school, but my friend is having a bachelorette party on Halloween, and we're all supposed to have costumes, so and my goal is to get Sif done by then so I can wear her.
Okay. That could be fun.
Yeah.
Awesome. Catherine, you're next. What are you working on?
Well, let's see. I'm still working on my what was supposed to be last BlizzCon costume, being that problem being that I've only ever just started working with armor now, and it's been, you know, multiple works in progress and starting over. Right now, I'm trying to figure out the mechanics and just like trying to test really my wing panel here, which is kind of a mess, but you know, I didn't want to have it in one piece and not be able to fit it anywhere. Right. So I've got this little here supposed to flap a little bit on a hinge, and then I've got these ethereal feathers, which are kind of messy right now, but so wear it kind of like this. This is terrible. Okay. There you go. You know, so right now I'm working out the mechanics of how to make this a little bit airier. It's a little heavy for my wire, so it's a work in progress, but it's been really fun finding out, you know, what materials work better and trying to get the ethereal effect I'm looking for. So
sure.
Try again. That's where I've been. But it's been a great learning experience. I'm having so much fun.
Cool. Do you have any conventions coming up for the rest of the year?
Let's see. Not off the top of my head, but there's always something happening here in SF, and we live right next to San Jose. I think there's a Wizard World around here somewhere coming up in September. So that one I'm definitely going to try and check out.
Okay, cool. All right, Katie, you're next.
Okay, so we were talking about it before we started, but I haven't really been working on anything because the way my convention season works, it's not so busy right now, so I have basically 2 months off. Right now, my next convention isn't in October, so I've basically been working on a commission. I have a KU commission for, it's one of the, like, H.P. Lovecraft monsters. It's a Shoggoth or something. I don't exactly know how to pronounce it. I'm not in that fandom, but it's okay. Got glowing eyes, and it's got tentacles, and it's got mouths all over it. So I've been working on that and, like, scaring myself with it because it glows in the dark.
Horrifying.
So it's, like, on my table as right. I, like, go down the stairs, and I'm like, oh, my God. It scares me so many times. Like, oh, my God. And mostly I've just been collecting stuff for my cosplays for the next couple of conventions I'm going to. I have pretty much all my materials collected. I'm hoping to do some revamp stuff for one of them, and then I'm hoping to do a new cosplay. I think I'm going to do Kiki from Kiki's Delivery Service for Yomicon, because cute, like, witchy thing for Halloween, and I just want to be, like, comfortable at that convention, because I'm, like, seeing one of my friends I haven't seen for a while, so it's going to be fun. We're just going to hang out.
Awesome. Sure. Yeah, Kiki is comfy. Super comfy.
Yeah, I'm hoping it won't be too cold because I'm going to have bare legs and I don't want to be freezing, but probably it won't be too much colder in Detroit than it is in Boston, so I should be okay.
So there are some nylons, you'll be fine.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, cool. Awesome. And the things that I've been working on, if you've been watching my cosplay page, I have been studiously painting boots for Sailor Mercury using some new leather paints that I found, and they've turned out really awesome. I have unfortunately stupidly packed them away already, so I can't really show them off. I'll make sure to show them off next time. So what I've been doing in the meantime is I'm slowly starting to work on Tentacruel, which is a Gaijinka version of it. And for those who've seen the cowslips designs, that's the design I'm going off of.
I love those designs!
I know, they're so adorable! We're doing a group of it for DragonCon. We're all going to the aquarium party as water Pokemon.
It's going to be so cute. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see it.
We're nerds, and we're having Pokemon trainers with us, too. So
that's perfect.
I'm so looking forward to it. So I'm in the process of painting all the stuff that goes on her parasol, like these little guys. I must have gotten, like, 500 starfish for, like, $2. So I'm probably going to be handing out a bunch of starfish at the aquarium. I don't want to keep all of these things. So, yeah, I've been painting, and this is the remnants of my painting excursions. I hope to have more in the next 2 weeks, because by then I need to have everything pretty much done, because it'll be close to DragonCon time.
You got it.
Yeah, got it. It'll be fine. I've made kimonos in my sleep. It'll take me no time to do it.
Oh, man.
I'm doing little alterations to it, because you know how with cowslips designs, they have some of like those floral patterns on the actual outfits and the gradient dyes and whatnot. I'm doing the gradient dye, but instead of the flowers, I found this really cool stamp of bubbles. And it makes sense because it's a water Pokemon, so I'm just going to be doing bubbles in various places around it. But yeah,
that's gonna be adorable and a bit time-savvy.
Oh yeah, it'll be interesting. But I'm looking forward to it. I'll have progress photos when I actually get towards it.
I'm excited to see it.
Thank you. I'm so looking forward to it. I can't wait to see our group. Like, our Magikarp is already done. She looks adorable. Oh, my God. She got fishy spandex. It makes it even better.
Oh, that's amazing.
So cool. All right. That wraps up all of our cosplay updates. And now we can do convention coverage. Yay! I personally don't have any because you guys have heard about SGC last episode. That's why we have all of our correspondents here. They have been across the country scouring every end of the United States with all the cool stuff that's going on. So let's do this. I'm going to pick at random. Catherine, you're going to go first.
Well, I was able to attend the Japantown Anime Festival and Cosplay here in San Francisco off of Fillmore, which is where I live, so it made it a really easy little brisk walk there. It was a great time. I was totally impressed by just like everybody was wearing something. Everybody was into it. They didn't have a lot of they could have done a little bit better with the social media coverage in that I wasn't seeing a lot of, you know, schedules or, you know, didn't really know what to expect going into it, didn't really know what was kind of going on when I was there, but they had great live music. Some of the wigs, I gotta say, that was probably my favorite part, was the wig. I think there was actually a wig group there that focused on wigs, and I gotta say, totally impressed. Some of the stuff they can make it do, I have no idea. They had Japantown has three malls, really, that you go into and walk through, and all sorts of booths of little Shrinky Dink pins and great fan art, and even the stores had little presentations trying to get people in, and colorful and fun, and everybody was having a great time. Probably the most interesting thing, they had a posing competition, which I thought was great. You don't see a lot of, emphasis on that part of the presentation. So it was really great to see that they went in that direction instead of just, you know, walking across the stage and showing off the costume. It's a whole theatrical thing, and that's kind of why I like cosplay. So, everything from, Street Fighter games to several Pokemon, which is probably my personal favorite, several Sailor Moons, and then you got some, like, Power Rangers in there. I saw, I think a group of Peter Pan, I think. There was Wendy, Peter Pan, and Tinkerbell. They were going around together. Cute. Super cute. But, yeah, everybody at every level just getting together and sharing their fandom. I gotta say, I had a lot of fun being a part of that. And I would certainly go again. Japantown's probably one of my favorite things around here, honestly. It's really rich and colorful and great, so I was glad to be there.
So this is like one of those one-day just city small events that's just like everybody come around and kind of experience the community and the culture and all that?
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what it was. I wouldn't exactly call it a con, just more like a festival is actually really an accurate way of calling it. Just everybody getting and celebrating and just showing off what they've done, whether it's their costume or their art or, their product. So everybody really had something in common, you know, maybe not within the genres, or not genres, but the IPs. But everybody, you know, got along and just was having fun being able to talk about what they love with each other, and they, everybody had a great time, and I did too. So I would definitely go back. I go back to Japantown once a week if I could anyway. So it was just a bonus.
Was there any like type of cosplay contest or competitions going on, or was it just kind of like experience everything, just roll with it?
Yeah, it was. They had a lot of booth setups, a lot of groups. I think Reika was there. Was the big guest. A lot of photo ops and autograph booths. That was part of the problem I had with not being able to find the information about it. Whether or not there was a cosplay contest, I assume there was, but the only thing I heard about was the posing contest, so I'm assuming that was the same. It was all one thing, but I think it could have been a little bit better advertised, I guess. Organized, the organization was fine, but I just didn't know exactly what was happening when, and I would have, you know, that would have made things a little bit easier for me, because I'm kind of an OCD kind of person like that. So, overall good. I liked it.
Awesome. Well, good. Glad you enjoyed it. Ladies, do you have any other questions you'd like to pose to Catherine?
I don't think so.
I can't think of anything.
But you covered it. Yeah, it's a simple. I mean, we do have a couple of those in the area every now and then. Usually they pick, like, the hottest day possible. So, of course, like, we never go out and attend because otherwise we'd be sweating constantly.
Oh, yes.
But, yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's just a nice, quick cultural festival, and they have fun things that go on. Usually they have, like, the nice food vendors that come out and actually give, like, legit Japanese food.
Oh, yes. That is one of the reasons why we like Japantown so much. It's not just all the cool stuff they have for sale. It's the cool food they have for sale.
Exactly. You go for the food.
Shabu-shabu.
Glad that you'd enjoyed it. All right, so Bailey is going to treat us to two convention reviews. So guess what? It's your turn. Go.
Well, the first one I went to was Anime Midwest over the 4th of July weekend, and it's in Chicago. Not really Chicago, more Rosemont over by the O'Hare Airport. It's basically two buildings, but it's connected through a skywalk to the actual conference center in the hotel that most of the panels and everything was going on in. One thing that I really liked, although I wish I'd gotten one of these hotels, is it's even connected to a couple of the, what are they called? Like, overflow hotels? That's what they're called.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so you wouldn't really have to go outside, because it's July and it's really hot.
Even in Illinois, it's really hot outside.
Yeah. So, like, me and my friend were like, why didn't we get one of those? I don't know. But it was mainly just the dealer's room that was in the conference center, and then everything else was over in the Hyatt, which I didn't realize until, like, late Saturday. We had a hard time kind of finding panels, although the panels we did find were really well put together and everything ran really smoothly. It was just mainly the map. There was, like, a whole section of the Hyatt that we had no idea where it was until Sunday when we were just walking around and we found it. Other than that, everything was really fun. They had the new Ghibli movie premiered there, and that was, like, an hour wait in the line to try to get in. So it filled up and we couldn't get in, but that would have been really cool to see, and I'm really jealous of everybody who got in. But since we didn't get in, we went to see a panel by some locals who actually live, like, a city south from me, which is only 30 minutes away. They're called Samurai Dan and Jill. They travel all over, and they brought their Akitas for people to, like, give treats to, and they talked a lot about the history and their kind of how they were brought up in Japan, and and they talked about the Akita in Japan that's really famous, that it has a movie now. And they also did an actual samurai demonstration on Saturday, which was a lot of fun to watch. They're really funny. He always has to tell his wife, don't chop off my head. I went to the costume contest, and it was supposed to go for, like, 2 hours, but it started an hour late.
For usual.
Yeah, but, I mean, they only had 30 contestants, so it got done before so they didn't run over time, which was great. But once it got started, it was all really entertaining, and the people were really well done. The MC was dressed as Tony Stark, so, of course, that was hilarious.
Nice.
I wish there had been more, like, maybe fireworks at the convention, too, since it was the 4th of July, but there were, like, two different areas nearby that we could have gone and seen the fireworks, too, so I suppose that was fine, too. They had discounts, actually, at some of the local hotels, since there wasn't a lot of food around. You had to walk a block to get to, like, a TGIF's or any kind of normal restaurant, like a Subway. But they had discounts for, like, you buy a certain amount of food, and if you have a badge, then you'll get, like, 10% off or $10 off.
Oh, that's nice.
So that was nice, yeah. Yeah, it was it was definitely different because I'm not used to such a large con, but everything was really awesome. I enjoyed it.
So based on that, it sounds like this was your first time attending. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, I usually just go to Anime Iowa, but I wanted to branch out this year. So this was a convention that I had actually been told was that I would actually enjoy. Kind mm-hmm. of like I was considering going to ASIN. It's run by the same guy.
Okay.
But one of my, I know a guy who staffs both conventions and staffs most of this guy's conventions, and he said that if I was going to go to a convention that wasn't just getting overpopulated, I should go to Anime West instead.
Okay.
But there are a lot of great things about ASIN too. It's in the same convention center, so it sounds like it's pretty much the same thing. It's just not as many people.
So it's probably a good starter con where if you've done a lot of the smaller ones and you weren't too sure about moving up to a big convention that had, like, you know, 50,000 people, this is like a good in-betweener?
Right. Yes.
Okay, cool. So you said that the cosplay contest, even though it ran a little bit late, how did you feel that overall it handled itself?
Very well. I had a lot of fun watching it. I felt that everybody had a great time there doing it. Yeah, everyone was great.
Nothing wrong with great as an answer, because that always is a good thing. Did you personally dress up over the weekend, or did you keep it kind of casual?
I did, and actually, I went as Sailor Mars on Saturday, and there was a bunch of people who were just walking by getting off work, and there was this one guy who would just stop people. He would have no idea who they were supposed to be, and he would just take pictures.
Yep.
I was dressed as Sailor Mars, and he just points at me. He goes, "Wonder Woman." I go, "No." And he goes,
"He was probably just trolling you."
Sailor Mars. And he goes, "Oh, okay. Let's take a picture." So he gave his phone to my friend, and then he stood next to me, and I did this. He's like, "Wait, what are you doing?" And I'm like, "You just make a V and you put it up next to your face." So he does it too. Ah. Like, this is so much fun. I've been trying to get home for an hour. Well, people in the area really enjoy seeing people, it seems like. I had a lot of people ask me what was going on, and then they thought it was really cool, but, yeah.
Cool. Well, glad that you had fun with it. Ladies, do you have any questions about that particular convention?
What was one of your favorite costumes you saw?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I've been in a huge Danny Phantom phase recently. A Danny Phantom cosplayers.
Nice.
For some reason. So I must not be the only one, but we were walking across the skywalk, and one of the first people, I just saw him walk by, and I go, "It's the Bax Ghost!" So I wasn't expecting to see him, and I was very happy.
Awesome. What a great story.
It's moments like that that's what make cosplay so much fun.
Yeah.
Somebody you don't expect and you're like, "Oh my god." And you know it's just a normal person, but you have to feel like fangasm over it. All right, cool. Well, if there's no other questions, then you can move on to your second convention review. I'm not even going to give you a break. You just have to go into it.
That is fine. So I went to Anime Iowa last weekend, and it started off with a lot of people being very nervous about what was going to happen because Iowa also holds a bike marathon sort of thing. They call it RAGBRAI. It's called the Register's Annual Great Bike Race across Iowa, and they start in the very northern west corner of Iowa, and then they go to the east. Mm-hmm. And they stopped in Coralville on Friday of the convention, and so there was a lot more traffic and people there than normally would be, and there was a lot of mixed emotions about that, like how are they going to treat the people in costumes, how are they coming in that aren't usually there kind of freaks people out a little bit. And for I know a few people who this was like their first time coming, and it made them a little nervous, but I've heard mixed reactions about that, and it's not really the convention's fault. It's just something that we're not used to. They did do a really good job about contacting Ragbri, because I'm not sure if they knew that this was going on at the same time. So they got it so that even if people were staying in the hotel from Ragbri, the main convention center, like where the convention was being held, was just Anime Iowa. So if you went inside, there would be no Ragbri people at all.
Oh, okay.
They got it so that we could go to the concert they were holding for free. It was a really popular 80s band that I can't... Cheap Trick. It was Cheap Trick. So we could go to that for free, and then we got wristbands where we could get discounts from the vendors. So the two things coming together worked well together. It was just the random little people who weren't really understanding what was going on. So that was handled very well, I felt.
That's a relief.
Mm-hmm. I actually participated in the contest this year. It was my first time. Oh. They got a hold of you really, like, constantly figuring out what you want to do. They held a panel on Friday to make sure people knew what was going on. And then Saturday, everything started on time. The only thing that I felt was a little... They had changed some things from the previous years of how they would organize people. It was hard for them to get people, like, actually organized in the line at first.
Oh.
But it was just... They just needed a megaphone, really, was what it was. And then usually they would just let people out, but it made a lot of noise, so they wanted 5 people to go at a time, but it hadn't really been communicated and I was like number 6.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So by the time that I had gotten off stage, it hadn't been communicated yet, and that's when they started being like, hey, we're doing this. But from the sounds of it, everything else went very smoothly, except for me. my spearhead fell off during when I was on stage, but...
Oh, no!
Yeah. other than that, they just had, for prejudging, they had a hard time getting the door open, so there was just kind of a lack of communication, but they got it fixed real quick.
Mm-hmm.
The panels, they decided to have less space for panels this year. Usually there's up to, like, 10 panel rooms, but this year they only had 4. And it was really just that they had combined the video game and the tabletop gaming room.
Oh.
And I think they made tabletop gaming bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, it was... and then the shuttle bus. Usually the shuttle... They have a shuttle bus to go around to all of the different hotels in the area so that you don't have to walk a million miles.
Mm-hmm.
They changed the schedule for that. And then it got confused due to all the traffic.
Right.
So they just went back to the usual cycle, and it threw some people off, but I think that was just like a tester. Usually everything runs smoothly with that as well. It was just a weird year.
Mm-hmm.
But the next couple of years should run the same way it usually does. It's usually a really great convention. Everybody has a lot of fun. People always want to come back. There's always amazing costumes. Like, you think, oh, it's Iowa. Okay.
But that's true. That's what I think of Iowa.
But I saw just, like, amazing, amazing work on the cosplay spectrum. Like, I was expecting Chicago would have a wider variety, bigger costumes, but Anime Iowa had just... There was one guy full body armor, and he had to be on stilts. There was a Groot in stilts. There was a bunch of people in, what's it called? From Halo armor?
Mm-hmm, the Master Chief and all the Spartan armor?
Yes, Spartan armor. I'm terrible with words today.
You're fine. It's Sunday, it's okay.
I've seen previous years girls in the Kill la Kill outfits where they have to try to make their boobs not fall out.
Right.
And I expected stuff like that in Chicago, and I didn't really get it, although I was very excited about seeing Vox Ghost. But, yeah, after seeing that, I'm just blown away with my local cons costumes. The next few years should be fine. In 2018, they plan on moving to Des Moines. That was
okay.
So things will probably be changed if anybody decides to go in 2018. They'll probably be working out some kinks again, but it's overall a great con.
It sounds like they had everything pretty friendly for cosplayers, or at least had everything kind of in the right idea, the way that they were preparing, trying to make sure everybody had the right information they needed. I like that they were actually really conscious of that. Or at least it sounds, from what you're saying, it sounds like you said it was pretty smooth for the most part.
Yes, I appreciated it as a first-time contestant, for sure, and I'm sure other people who were, just veterans of the contest were pretty happy with it, too.
Great.
And it sounds like you had a fun time overall, just a little bit of kinks because that other event happened to be at the same weekend, so it kind of just interrupted some stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, that always throws kinks. I remember Katsucon, the first year I went to Katsucon, they shared the hotel with, a Jewish youth convention, and it was terrible. It was just awful, and I'll be happy to talk about it more in the after session, if there is one, because it's not safe for work what I have to say about it. But I did want to say, don't be sad that your prop broke on stage, because I've actually had that happen to me twice during competitions. The first time I ever competed, my wig flew off during the skit.
Oh!
And then the most recent time I competed and won by myself, I broke my fiddlesticks weapon on stage, and I just acted sad and, dragged myself off the stage. And I ended up winning best in my division, so... I don't know what happened. I guess I was really convincingly sad. Yeah, I was like, that's on purpose. Don't worry about it. It's on purpose. Don't feel bad. It happens to everybody. At least you kept your wig on.
Yeah, that was the thing I was most afraid of, because I was wearing a ponytail wig, so it was really heavy and it was already...
Oh, no!
So at least that didn't happen.
I didn't even have an excuse. The wig was only this long. It was a boy's wig. It just flew off my head. It's my first time ever cosplaying, so I didn't exactly know how to secure wigs yet.
Right.
Cosplay problems.
Yeah, what can you do?
This also just seems to be the year where people just come up to me and decide to take my picture who have nothing to do, who just think it's cool. One guy actually offered me $2, who was a part of RagBri. He's like, I'm going to take a picture with you. And then he's like, here's $2. And I was like, I'm not going to take
it. No, take it and run. Take it and run.
This is bus fare money.
Delicious snack money.
But that means that your costume is so awesome that they want to come up to you and take your picture. That's a good thing.
Exactly. Once you get paid for photos, you're cause famous. So you're cause famous now.
There you go. Yeah, you get paid for something, you're a professional, right? There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, good. I'm glad that you had fun with it, and it sounds like it's a pretty good fun con overall.
Yeah.
Awesome. Katie, guess what? You're final. You're up. The 14 freaking conventions that you've done already.
Oh,
good gravy.
God. You need to stop saying it out loud because it's making me upset hearing it from somebody else. I didn't even realize I'd gone to that many until I was totaling it up with my friend because I was talking about my schedule for next year. I was like, it's 12 conventions, and he was like, oh my god, that's too many. I was like, no, I think I went to and then I was totally up. Like, okay, 14 conventions this year, so 12 will be a step down. It'll be fine.
And I've done that before, too, where I actually went to, 8 or 9 in a year, and I didn't realize that I'd done that many until I sat down and counted it out, and I was like, oh.
Usually 4
is normal.
You just put your head down and just keep trucking, and you don't look up until it's over.
Exactly. I just think about the 3 that I did back-to-back each weekend, and I'm like, I'm not doing that again.
Right? Once you do, 2 or 3 in a month, you're like, anything is better than that, so it's no big deal now.
Now you know it. You can say you did it, and now you don't have to do it again.
Exactly.
All right, so I went to PortCon Maine, which, if you couldn't guess, is in Maine. In Portland, Maine.
Captain Obvious.
So, I've actually never been to this convention before, but a bunch of, remember when I first started cosplaying, a bunch of my friends were, talking about it, and They made it seem like it was this, like, giant convention. So when I went, I was really confused that it was really small. So I was just like, where is, like, the rest of it? Like, the whole weekend, I was just like, where's the rest of it? I'm so confused. But, like, that's not a bad thing. It was fine. It was actually really cool because it was really ingrained with, like, the community around it. So it's, like, in this hotel, and there's, like, a mall right across the street, and there's tons of stuff happening in the mall. Like, the iPod store had, like, an event in the mall. Like,
oh, nice.
Like, all the stores had, like, cosplay events. It was, like, really cool. And, like, there was a Chipotle right there, which is, like, great. And there's a Starbucks, which is really great. and so, like, there was all these cosplayers. Like, most of the cosplayers, I swear, were in the mall. Like, I didn't even see half of them because I didn't want to go over to the mall because it was too far and my feet hurt. But, like, I, like, looked at the, like, convention schedule. And there was, like, all this stuff that was, like, on the convention schedule that was, like, in the mall. It was so cool. That they're, like, ingrained with their community that way. Because most of the time you, like, see them, like, we don't want your cosplay and, like, money. Get out of here, freak. But this one was like, oh, yeah, your money is just as green as everyone else. Come and spend money with us.
Exactly.
I only went on Saturday. I was planning on going the whole weekend, but then my ride copped out, so I only could go on Saturday, which is fine because I only went to this convention to see this, like, one panel that I really wanted to see that I missed at another convention. It's, like, the same people, I think. So I was like, oh, right, well, as long as I go Saturday, I'm fine. So I went Saturday, and their main events was, like, I tried to catch their cosplay contest, but their main events was, like, in a tent outside. It was very strange.
What?
Like, maybe just get a bigger building or something. The building they're in is really small. It has, like, two panel rooms and, like, two viewing rooms and one other room that I didn't go into, which I think was live gaming. And then, like, the dealer's room is really, really small. It's, like, as big as one of the panel rooms at Anime Boston. So I guess they just don't have the space to have it inside. But the downside to that was, like, I couldn't get into it because there's only 100 seats. If that, I think there was actually probably more like 50 seats in this tent to watch the costume contest and all the other main events.
Oh, wow.
So, like, I went in, and, like, they just let you go into the tent, and I, like, looked around. I was like, oh, why did you let me in here? Now I'm sad. There's, like, no seats. I guess I could lay on the ground in front of the seats. So I tried to listen to it, but it was really doing it for me, and then it was, like, rainy and cold, so I went inside. But, meh. So I'm hoping they'll, like, I don't know, I figure they don't want to move from the place they are since they have such a good community around them, but hopefully they'll figure out a way to get more space somehow, because the tent wasn't doing it for me. The tent really wasn't doing it for me. And it was cold, like, it was really cold that weekend for no reason. I'm sure just because I went, like, north, like, the Arctic North in Maine, but it was, like, a good, like, 20 degrees cooler in the shade than it is in Massachusetts. So I was, like, freezing the whole time. And so I was like, I don't want to be outdoors. But one thing they did have was, like, really cool panels. They had a lot of different panels than what I'm used to seeing at, like, Anime Boston. And since I went to so many conventions this year, I'm, like, getting really bored with the, like, average panel. Like, I've seen them all at this point. Like, I really have seen them all. Like, all the 101 panels, I've been to them all, like, multiple times, and I'm so bored. So, like, I'm always trying to be like, all right, what random panel can I go to today that I'm, like, slightly interested in that I haven't been to before? So I ended up going to a Star Wars lore panel, which was, like, really well researched and, like, really good. But the only problem was they didn't have nearly enough time. Like, they just skipped entire chapters because the con only gave them, like, an hour to explain, like, the entire Star Wars universe, which was never going to happen. So, but it was, like, really good, and, like, the audience was really into it, so it was fun. I don't actually, like, know that much about Star Wars. Like, I watched the movies with my dad because he doesn't have any boys, so, like, I've, like, introduced him to nerddom through my dad, like, wanting a son. So he, like, dragged me to all the movies, which I enjoyed. But I, like, haven't, like, read any of the novels or played any of the games or anything, so it was fun to see, like, what I actually missed in that. Like, I have only seen literally, like, a fourth of that, all that stuff. So that was really cool. And then the panel I wanted to see was Kickstarter 101, which I actually haven't gone to before, even though it's a 101 panel, and it was run by, like, these local comic book artists, and this local movie maker guy. And they just talked about, like, what they'd done that worked in their Kickstarters and what they'd done that didn't work in their Kickstarters, which was really helpful. Like, they had really, like, specific examples because they had literally done Kickstarters before, so they're like, this is exactly what we did that did not work. Whereas normally when you see, like, one-on-one Kickstarter panels, it's, like, really vague from what I heard. I haven't been to one before, but it's, like, really vague because the person, like, hasn't necessarily done one before, so it was, like, a really good way to see, like, for real what it's about. And actually, one of them had done a Kickstarter, and then one of them had done the other thing. There's, like, Kickstarter, and then there's that other website that I'm forgetting the name of, but the Movie Maker guy had done the other thing that's not Kickstarter, whatever that is. GoFundMe, that one.
Okay.
And so it was good to see, like, how those different websites differed, like, and, like, you know, like, what is necessarily good on one website isn't necessarily good on the other website, like, you know, how they went about it. And so I thought it was really interesting. I thought it was cool how they had, even though there was a really small con, they only had two panel rooms, they managed to fit in, like, pretty much all the different fandoms you could have at a convention. They had in those, just those two panel rooms, they touched on, like, tons of different, like, fandoms. Like, there was a Sherlock panel, they had, like, a Supernatural panel, like, they were getting all, they were touching on all of the fandoms. Just, I mean, not in, like, a weird, creepy way, but they were, like, getting in into all the fandoms there. So it was really cool, because I've been frequenting a lot of anime conventions lately, so I think I'm getting just sick of anime. The other thing that's noteworthy about this convention is they didn't have, like, they had the viewing room, but for once they didn't play, like, the same five anime that they play at all the other conventions I go to. So I ended up watching this really cool movie about, like, the background life of, like, Blizzard. So you got to, like, go in and see all their memory banks and stuff and, like, how they created the game and, like, how they created World of Warcraft. It was mostly about World of Warcraft, which isn't really my thing. I'm more of StarCraft, but whatever. And you got to see, like, how
StarCraft.
StarCraft! So that was really fun. And then afterwards, the room, like, filled up to capacity. It was just this anime about a kitten. Like, a kitten just, like, living the life of a kitten. Just, like, I don't want to take a bath. I'm a kitten. Like, it played for, like, they played, like, all of it. Like, there was, like, four seasons of this thing, and they played all of it. And the room was packed. Like, no room for more people. Like, standing room, no. There's no room. Like, they had to start kicking people out. And it was hilarious that the room was empty when I was watching the StarCraft Warcraft thing. But then all of a sudden, all kittens, and then thousands of people, like, trying to shove into this, like, 10-person room. It was so funny. That was a good anime, though, about the kittens. It was cute.
That's on my playlist. Let's put that on my playlist, actually.
Right?
Like, I will never remember the name, but it was so cute. And the opening, like, the opening, we all, like, memorize it by the end, because they're, like, little shorts. So you hear the opening, like, every, like, 4 seconds, basically. And it's, like, so cute. He's like, I'm going to eat some food, then I'm going to take a nap. I'm a kitten. And you're like, oh, my God.
More of this.
Forget Attack on Titan. I want the kitten anime to be really famous.
Right? I'm okay with that.
Everyone should just cosplay the kitten anime.
So overall, it sounds like that you had a good time, even though it was a small convention.
I did, and it's weird because normally I, like, go to small conventions and I'm like, wow, I'm super bored. But it wasn't really like that. They had enough paneling and stuff that I was interested still. I did not see tons of cosplayers. Like, there was a lot of people dressed up, but I wouldn't exactly call it cosplay because it was, like, people who, like, bought ears at the dealer's room. I don't know if they were cosplaying anything, if they just had, like, ears on and, like, normal clothes. Maybe that's a cosplay that I don't recognize, but if there were more cosplayers, I suspect there were more cosplayers in the mall, because that's where all the fun stuff was happening for cosplay, but I never went over there because it's too cold, so I was a little sad that there wasn't a lot of cosplay, but I wasn't in cosplay, and I always feel like I'm incognito, like, in disguise, and nobody in cosplay ever talks to me when I'm not in cosplay, so
it's always this weird, like, other realm that you're in when you're walking around in your normal clothes and you're like, nobody knows who I am. This is so strange.
I almost never wear normal clothes to a convention. Like, I can't remember the last time I wore normal clothes to a convention before this. So, like, it was super weird. I was like, I should be wearing something. I should be, like, rushing to some event. This is weird.
You never get used to it, because once you start doing cosplay and you're doing it all the time, you're just like, I can't go back to normal wear. I don't understand.
And you're, like, sitting there in your really comfortable normal clothes. You're like, I am too comfortable right now. I should be really, my feet should hurt. my head should be squeezed. I should be way hotter than I am. Like, so I would have killed for a wig because at least it would have kept me warm. Like, wrapped around myself like a scarf.
Well, good. I'm glad that you enjoyed yourself. Do you have any questions for Katie about her convention experience?
Everything seemed to go pretty smoothly.
Yeah, as far as I noticed, there was no like big hiccups, but I didn't go to any main events, so I wouldn't have noticed if there was something wrong with those. But, the one thing I forgot was they had all these really cute signs everywhere that were like memes, but they were all like really cute, like cosplay isn't consent memes. Somehow, like, they were, okay. Like, it'd be like, swipe or no swiping, that cosplay's picture while he's eating. It was really cute. So. But yeah, the tent was a major drawback for me. I wanted to fix the tent. I hated that tent.
All right, so we fixed the tent, and everything else will follow, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, I think, it seemed like they really were outgrowing that space, because I got there really early in the morning, but as it got, like, closer to midday, it was really crowded in the, like, one hallway that we had available to us. And everybody was outside because there was no room anywhere indoors. And it was cold outside. And I didn't want to go outside. But I also didn't want to get touched by 1,000 strangers. So there was, like, nowhere really for me to go. So I ended up just going to Starbucks because, what just opened? Why are you opening?
Uh-oh, what opened? Oh, what got opened?
You opened Capture. Smile.
There we go.
I didn't open anything.
We're good.
Oh my god. I thought it like froze again like last time and I was about to like panic.
For some reason Google's being weird.
Yeah, so I think they're outgrowing the space and they should probably think about getting a bigger space, especially for their main events. Maybe they can like take over part of the mall or something.
Gotcha.
Seems reasonable.
I hate crowded conventions. I don't like getting touched by strangers.
And you want to go to Dragon Con.
I know. I'm going to be miserable, but I'll still, like, enjoy myself. I'll just be complaining the whole time. I'll be like, this is too crowded. Let's go over there where it's even more crowded.
You go from one crowded area to the next crowded area. I think the only time I didn't feel like I was like a sardine was during the parade because I was in it. And I actually had space to walk.
Yeah, well, I mean, I suffered through 2 years of New York Comic Con, and if that hasn't, like, totally inoculated me to crowds by now, I'm done.
You'll be fine. Well, good. Thank you, everyone, so much for all your convention reviews. Because it's one thing that I wish Amber and I had the opportunity to do is go out across the country and actually experience these other cons. I did not get that opportunity this year. I have in the past. So this is why we have you all here. You keep us entertained.
Next year, you have to come visit all of us. Like, you have to, like, come and live a day in our lives and just, like, come to Anime Boston with me and then, like, go to, like, San Francisco Comic-Con or San Diego Comic-Con and then, like, go to Anime Central. Like, yeah, right? Like, just, like, come with us to a convention. That's what you'll have to do next year. Ramp it up.
Woo! Yeah, like Tim Gunn in the final episodes of Project Runway. You have to come and visit all the designers' houses and have dinner with
their
families.
Exactly.
My hope next year is I've already planned that I'm going to be going back to Fanime, which is because my brother lives there, so it's like, great, rooming. So that's pretty easy to set up, and I want to get out to an East Coast con next year as well. So that may as well just end up like hitting the Iowa-Chicago area at the same time.
There you go, just making rounds. I think I'm actually going to be near you guys because I can't remember what convention was on my list, but there's definitely a Houston convention on my list, so I think I'll be over near you guys at some point.
What is in Houston? I have to think.
Anime Matsuri, is that it?
Oh, Anime Matsuri. You have fun with that.
Oh. Because my friend lives, like, right there, so I'm just going to go stay with him and use it as an excuse to drag him to another convention, so...
That's really convenient. Now, with Anime Matsuri, it tends to land on the same weekend either as AllCon, which Amber and I are like habitual, you know, members there. We run their cosplay contest now, so we kind of have to be there.
And the other one is Sakura.
Yeah. And the other one is SakuraCon, which I've been wanting to go for a couple of years now, and it typically falls the same weekend as AM, so it's like...
I don't think they're the same weekend this year. I think SakuraCon is the same weekend as Anime Boston this year.
I think so, yeah. So it's like, it always picks the worst weekend possible. It's like, really? Like, guys.
Can't they... All these conventions need to talk to each other and be like, okay, I'll take this weekend, and then you take the next weekend. Because, right? Like, clearly... I don't want to have to pick between conventions. Like, I should be able to go to a convention every weekend with no overlap, but the way that it works is, like, everybody wants the first weekend in June. Everybody wants the last weekend in March. Like, it's like, you guys have to make compromises. Like, let's go. Come on now.
There's a bunch on the weekends of spring break.
Yeah.
In the Midwest, and we're like, we want to go to them all, but we can't.
So it's like you pick your poison and you hope you go to the right one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One thing that I know that...
You've read it forever.
Exactly. I know what PAX South did, because it was also at the same time as MAGFest, which are two, like, big gaming cons. So what they did was they had, like, this inner tournament between the two conventions, so you could actually gameplay between MAGFest and PAX South, depending which convention you were at. So it was kind of fun. They had fun with it. But still, you were just like, dudes... There's so many gaming conventions, and there's only this much time. Could you, like, space them out?
I think one weekend, if I remember correctly, two Anime Bostons ago, it was the same weekend as PAX East. And they made people choose between Anime Boston and PAX East. It's like, which do you love more, video games or anime? You can't have both. You can only have one. And they, like, made all these, like, promises that they'd have buses going back between the two, but... Like, if you've ever been to Boston, there's no way to get across. Like, in the middle of the day, if you want to cut across Boston in a bus, good luck. It's taking you 4 hours. Like,
Don't try.
You still had to buy tickets for both conventions. So you're dropping, like, $300 to spend half your time at one convention, a quarter of your time at one convention, a quarter of your time at the other convention, half your time on a bus.
Yeah, like, exactly.
It was dumb. I don't know why they did that. It was so stupid.
They really need, like, a permit registration system, you know? Oh, a permit for this kind
of thing. They're, like, right next to each other. Right. Like, you're both in Boston. You couldn't talk to each other. Like, if you were to take the train or whatever, it's maybe, like, a 20-minute train ride. Like, they are close. I'm sure everybody on staff knows each other. Like, no one went, did you guys know that this was the same weekend as this other really big event? Like, nobody said that to them. It's just stupid.
Yeah, we're going to have that problem next year. Dallas Comic-Con and A-Con are in the exact same weekend, and they're maybe about 3 miles apart from each other.
I just don't understand why they don't talk to each other. It's like they make you pick it. It's just like Death of the Phantoms. Like, they make you pick, like, fight to the death which one you like more, and it's so dumb.
It really is.
I'm all for, like, competition and improving your product, but this isn't the right way to do it.
No, because if you really want to improve your product, you'll have it as the same month as another convention near you, because people who aren't me have to choose between two, because they can't go to, like, six conventions in a month. They have to choose one. So that's the best way to do it. Otherwise, you're just making everybody sad. Like, do it to the next weekend. Like, it's fine.
Right?
Just one weekend away. It'll be fine. Just calm down.
They don't make it easy on us. They clearly don't want our money.
That always makes me so angry when they're like, because then half my friends, like, my friend group splits in half. Like, during that PAX East Anime Boston thing, my friend group split in half. So everybody was like, bye, I'll see you, like, at, like, 6 months from now, since usually we only see each other at this convention, but now I have to go to PAX East because I like video games more than anime.
The exasperated sigh sealed it. All right. Well, thank you, ladies, so much for all of your convention reviews. And this is actually going to wrap up our episode because, yeah, you guys, like, nailed it and rocked it for the last hour. Good job. So thank you again to Bailey, Catherine, and Katie. But stay tuned because we are going to have an after session. There will be more talkies, we promise. And then per the usual, so you know all the stuff, our social media up here and down here. Be sure to visit our website and submit stuff for episode 100, please. I would like to have a ton of stuff to edit through. Your thank you notes, whatever your favorite moments were, the stuff that you hated from us, whatever, we'll take it. Just send it in to us at podcast@cospod.org. Until then, see you guys next time.